thank you for dialing in to C-Lab this afternoon. We just wanted to let you know that this is our first documentary that we have done. This is an interview that was done with Bobby Faulds in 2004. And these are Bobby's recollections of his time here in Victoria, starting out before heading over to England, and a little bit about his time in England. You can only get that kind of stuff here on C-Lab.
Now, that really goes back before the Strangers. Before the Strangers, I started a trio with Bill Hodgson, who's still my brother-in-law, and a guy called Jim Moody. And I formed this band in a house. It was a surprise birthday party for me that my fiance had held for me. And we just started singing, and I said, that sounds great. You know, like I told this guy to do a harmony on top of my brother-in-law, and he did that. And then I put something on top of him. And the next day I said, this sounds great. Let's see what we can put together and do a little show, a couple of songs up at Club Tango, which we did. And the following week, we actually went to Club Tango, and they had a house band there. So they backed us. They were easy songs, you know, Wedding Bells or something like that, or Shaboom, whatever was going at the time. And we went down extremely well. And they said, that was great. If you guys get more songs next week, we'll put you on. And we called ourselves the Wayward Trio. So the Wayward Trio, we became very, very popular. And it was through the Wayward Trio that we actually hired Dougie Edwards to play lead guitar behind us, or to play rhythm guitar and lead, because I wasn't much of a guitar player. I'm still not. And Terry Budd on the drums. And then we eventually added Brian Newcomb, who is still one of the top bass players, not only in BC, but in the world. So after we formed that, we actually went into our own club, the Wayward Trio. We had our own club called the Pink Panther. And we did a lot of shows there ourselves. And from there, I sort of built onto the band and made a bigger band from the Strangers that we had, the original Strangers, where we formed the new Strangers, which eventually became the Canadians, with David Foster and the likes. But we had Barry Casson on drums. We had, to start with, Brian Newcomb with the old Strangers. Then we got Mike Stymus with the new Strangers. We had Dougie Edwards replaced by David Foster. And, of course, the brass section was Wes Chambers, Rich England, and Billy Stewart. And the bass, we had Mike Stymus, and of course Barry Casson on the drums. So we had, and I was doing the vocals. And we sort of did a lot of shows around the Victoria, BC area, working just about everywhere. It was great, great experience, going on tours through the interior. And then we sort of exhausted our possibilities and figured, like, the thing that was happening then in 1966 was in Britain, not in the United States. It was in Great Britain. So we figured that's where we've got to head. We've got to head over to England. And it just sort of kept going from there. We finally hit after leaving British Columbia, because we sort of, as I said, exhausted our possibilities in British Columbia. And we figured that we had to get out to be recognized. So we started doing a lot of cover band material, but we had been doing a lot of good songs, big brass. Of course, David was a genius then, even when he was 17 years of age. So when we went over to England, that's when the trouble really started. When I say the trouble really started, it was because we started doing a lot of shows on our own, and we were being recognized. It was great, but we weren't getting enough work. So what we did was we went in to working for an agent over there, a guy called Roy Tempest, who was bad news for us. He was bad news for us. He worked us too hard, and he put us as a backing group for all the top American bands, top American artists, like Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, Edwin Starr, Benny King, The Drifters, Spellbinders, you name it. We had all down. They were top, top acts. And we traveled, you know, to France and all through Europe with and Britain with Chuck Berry and all these artists. It was great, but we were becoming known as a backing group not a name in our own rights. So that wasn't what we had all gone over to Britain for. What we had gone over there was to make a name for ourselves, not to make a name for someone else. So it was sad because, well, the brass section, Rich and Wes and Billy, they were all married at the time, and it was pretty hard for them to be away from their wives for so long. So, and they had sort of like given it the 6 months or the however long it was to make it during that time, to see if we could find a sound during that time and then be recognized and get recognition by, you know, making a bit of money out of it. But, of course, it didn't happen. And when they all left England to come back to Canada, we had lost our sound. So we had to work as a smaller piece without the brass. And although we were getting work, we were working harder, but we'd lost the sound that we had been striving for, you know. So it was pretty hard, but we had a lot of fun, and it was certainly was a great, great experience.
The preceding was an interview with Bobby Faulds from 2004, done for the Royal City Music Project. And now, back to our regular programming.